we've talked of mindfulness meditation as the practice of awareness, of not forgetting what it is that's arising in the moment. And at first we notice how distracted we are, how often we get lost in thoughts, get carried away on these trains of association. And then slowly the mind begins to settle down, calm down a little bit. We become more clearly aware of the breath, of sensations, of thoughts, of emotions, and even of awareness itself. We simply become aware, we train ourselves, we practice becoming aware of whatever is arising in our experience, in the body, in our hearts, in our minds. We practice being aware of whatever is arising moment after moment. A key aspect of this exploration is then to become aware not only of what is arising, but also in how we're relating to what's arising. Are we relating to the experience, whether it's of the body, of the mind? Are we relating to the experience with openness, with acceptance, with mindfulness? Or as these different experiences arise, is there reactivity in the mind? Are we relating to pleasant things out of desire, of wanting? Are we relating to unpleasant things out of aversion, of wanting to push them away, of wanting to get rid of them? So understanding that in meditation practice, in mindfulness meditation practice, what's of key importance is not what it is that's arising, but in how we're relating to what's arising. So this is a very important principle in meditation. Because mostly people are consumed by or have expectations about what it is that they would like to have happen. But what's happening from the perspective of mindfulness is irrelevant, because we can be mindful of anything that arises. We can be mindful whether it's pleasant, whether it's unpleasant, whether it's subtle, whether it's obvious. We can be mindful of whatever is arising, understanding that the practice is in the proper relationship to that experience. So we don't have to struggle to make experience one thing or another. So as the mind becomes more stable in this awareness, it becomes steadier in this quality of mindful acceptance of whatever it is, an important shift begins to take place in this trajectory of meditation practice. And that is, a shift takes place where we go from emphasizing the what of what's happening, oh, a sensation, a thought, a breath, an emotion. We go from that phase to the phase of highlighting the fact that whatever is arising is also passing away. So at this point, it's as if we're going from the content of what's happening to the process of what's happening. We really start tuning in and highlighting that all experience is a flow of change. It's all arising and passing in each moment. There's nothing static, there's nothing that stays the same. What's interesting is that we all know this intellectually. So if we would ask anybody, do things change? I think almost everybody would agree it's not a hidden truth. You know, the things are continually changing. But somehow we know it intellectually, but we haven't integrated that realization into our lives. We haven't embodied that understanding. And what's interesting is that on whatever level we look, it could be global events, it could be geological events, could be life situations, it could be our personal relationships, it could be our inner world of experience. At whatever level we look, we see that things are changing in constant flux, in constant flow. This is simply the nature of things. It's not that there's some mistake happening here. The nature of things is that whatever arises will also pass away. So I'll give you another little story from my practice experience. At one point, I was teaching in New Mexico at this wilderness ranch high up in northern New Mexico. It's called Vallecitos Mountain Refuge. And it was a center for, often for retreats for environmentalists, social activists. And so I was teaching a retreat there, and on the last day of the retreat, this was in the beautiful Carson National Forest. So it was an inholding. So the whole ranch was surrounded by thousands of acres of national park. It was extraordinarily beautiful. And on the last day of the retreat, we went for a walk along the river. And it had just rained and the rocks were slippery. And I slipped and I hyperextended my knee. And in that moment, I just had this, I'm not sure what just happened to you. I came back to the center, and that evening I was giving the talk. And I had the thought, better not sit cross-legged for this talk, given what just happened. But I didn't listen to the thought, I overrode it. And I sat down as I usually did, sitting cross-legged. By the end of an hour talk, I couldn't stand. Couldn't put any weight on that leg at all. And I had to be carried back to my room, which was a little embarrassing. So that whole night, I was just lying there, kind of contemplating what had happened, the discomfort and the pain of the injury. But even more than that was a certain kind of worry or anxiety about the very busy summer schedule of teaching that I had ahead of me. And I was wondering, how am I going to manage this? So in the midst of all this anxiety and worry and concern, after several hours of being lost in those feelings, I had a certain thought in my mind which surprisingly offered a lot of relief. And I call it a little meditation mantra. And this little mantra that came to my mind was, anything can happen anytime. Anything can happen anytime. Accidents happen. And it was interesting. People might hear that and think that might lead to a kind of paranoid state where we're fearful that anything can happen anytime. But it was just the opposite. What that acknowledgement did for me was to help me come to a place of acceptance of the nature of change. Anything can happen anytime. Things change, and we don't have control over what the changes are necessarily going to be. Sometimes we like them, sometimes we don't like them. But it's the very nature of life to be in continual change. And simply accepting that, acknowledging that, anything can happen anytime, I found my whole system relax. Okay, this is what happened, and I'll deal with it, and I'll make the necessary adjustments. And I stopped all the self-judgment and self-criticism for not being careful enough when I was on the walk or worried about what was going to happen in the future. It just allowed me to settle back into the moment with that deeper understanding that everything changes, conditions change. And as I said, sometimes it's to our liking, sometimes it's not to our liking. But this is life. This is how life unfolds for all of us. Through strengthening mindfulness and deepening wisdom, we increasingly realize this truth of change. And it can be on a macro level, and it can also be on a micro level. As the meditation deepens, we see the change is actually happening moment to moment. Now, if you hear the sound of a bell, the uninitiated might think, oh, that's the sound of a bell, it's one thing. What just happened? The sound of a bell. But if we're listening mindfully and carefully, we see that what we're calling a sound is actually innumerable sounds. Just in one striking of the bell, how many different oscillations or vibrations or, you know, changes of tone and pitch and all the other measures of sound are happening? Countless moments of change are happening in that one striking of the bell. So as our practice deepens, we really open to the truth of change on all of these levels, from the micro to the macro. And instead of understanding change as a philosophic abstraction, as a concept, which we all know, there's very little argument about the fact that things change. But instead of it simply remaining a concept or an abstraction, we actually are embodying that wisdom in the way we live. Given the truth of change, it's a call for us to reflect on what is truly important in our lives. You know, very often we're just pulled forward on the momentum of our conditioning. We're just acting out whatever habit patterns of conditioning we've developed over the course of our lifetimes. When we're mindful, though, when we're mindful of the change and of what's arising, and we reflect on what's really important in our lives, then we can begin to make wise choices. We can cultivate those things that we feel are of value, and we can begin to abandon or let go of things that we see as harmful, as not productive, as the cause of suffering. And increasingly, as we traverse this path of mindfulness, as we apply it to every aspect of our lives, every aspect of our experience, we see that we can hold this path of practice in the understanding that it is not for ourselves alone. We can really begin to practice with the understanding and the aspiration that our practice and our lives be for the benefit and the welfare of all beings. And this very ennobling aspiration then begins to filter into every part of our lives. We begin to see that we can practice with the motivation, or strengthened by the motivation and the energy, that our practice and our lives be for the benefit of all.